Good afternoon, Troy. Welcome back to the Sideline View.
Yeah, g'day, Damien. Great to be back, and hopefully everyone's having a fantastic weekend.
Well, last weekend was lovely, beautiful weather here in St. Rasia, and I'm sure everyone is, but the last time I spoke to you, it was all doom and gloom, Troy, and them days are gone, thank goodness. Now, there's two big events this year. The first one you're involved in is round two of the Australian Off-Road Racing Championship, which isn't too far away.
No, that's right. The Sunraysia Motorsports Club are organising the Pooncarry Desert Dash, which will be up at based at Pooncarry on May 7 and 8, which, yeah, as you say, is only a couple of weeks away, which is a very exciting event. Round two, as you said, of the Australian Off-Road Racing Championship. So the very best off-road racers from all over Australia will be coming up to Pooncarry to have a crack at the course.
So this is one of the first times in the area that it's been run into Motorsport Australia, isn't it?
Yes, the Sunraysia Motorsports Club have done fantastic work in getting that sort of all together. And, to be around, I think, in the second year that the events run, to be around of the national championship is quite a feather in their cap. So, you know, they are to be congratulated for bringing, you know, that level of racing to the region. And also, it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge the main sponsors, the Kumiala Club and the Bendigo Bank, who have been instrumental in supporting the event, as they always do for, you know, the local community. So, again, hats off to them.
Yeah, the you know as well as I do, Troy, the Kumiala Memorial Sporting Club are second to none in this district when it comes to backing local ideas and local clubs. They really do jump in and lend a big hand. They really do.
Oh, they certainly do. And on my other event, the local legend, Sunraysia Safari, they've been instrumental in supporting us since day one. So, yeah, it's one of the hallmarks of this region, and as you know, it's one of the reasons I love being up here. It's just a fantastic community spirit. Everyone's so keen to get involved and see fantastic major events coming up to this region.
Now, Troy, I was speaking to you off-air just briefly. With the round two of the Australian Off-Road Racing Championship, we can expect the big guns in town, can't we? It's a national title.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's already, at this point in time, I think there's about 65, 70 entries, and that way may well end up being closer to 100. I think the field will be capped at 100 entries. But yeah, you're going to see the absolute cream of the crop in Australian off-road racing coming up to challenge the Pooncarry track. It's a beautiful 92-kilometre round loop, and they'll be doing a prologue on the Saturday, one lap of the course on the Saturday afternoon, and then three laps on the Sunday morning into the afternoon. So there's going to be a lot of action and some fantastic cars on display.
Well, we've had probably enough rain to help too, I'd say.
Yeah, the ground up there is probably the best I've seen it in all the time I've been up here, you know, running rallies and that sort of thing in the last 6 years. Fantastic at the moment. The stock levels are all good. The dams are all full. There's grass on the ground, you know, and so hopefully they won't be kicking up too much dust, but, it's really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fantastic event.
Troy, to put you on the spot a little bit, any names come to mind?
Oh, we've got Shannon Wrench, Robinson, the absolute heavy hitters in off-road racing. And the side-by-side championship is also a part of this series now as well. So you're going to have the best side-by-side competitors from all over the country coming in as well.
Yeah, Shannon Wrench on his own's worth going and have a look at. What a class act he is.
And, you know, Jeff Pickering and those guys in the Class 7 vehicles, all the stalwarts of off-road racing, they're all going to be here.
So what...
And actually, the other thing I should mention, for anyone who wants to get up to have a look at them up close, there will be the Kumiala Club Show and Shine actually at the Pooncarry Racecourse, which is the base of the race.
Yep.
And that'll be on Friday afternoon. So you'll get to have a close-up look at the vehicles and meet the crews get right stuck into it. So anyone who wants to get up on Friday afternoon, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, well, that led me to my next question, actually, the Show and Shine. It's a great thing on a Friday afternoon. I reckon you'll get a few people from Mildura go for a drive.
Look, it's a fantastic opportunity, even for the competitors, because, you know, as you know, when you're sort of locked into a race, you're so switched on to everything that needs to be done. But this afternoon, the Friday afternoon will be, just a good opportunity for everyone to have a bit of a relax and a chat and a catch-up and a nice social sort of atmosphere, and as you say, you know, get and see some fantastic cars and maybe a couple of autographs, and you just never know your luck.
Now, with an event like around the Australian Off-Road Racing Championship, someone like the Mildura Motorsports Club, do they have to apply for that every year? They know they can run it, but would they apply for that each year, or does it become an annual event? How does it actually work?
Well, Motorsport Australia, obviously the governing body, are responsible for the Australian Off-Road Racing Championship, and they actually appoint the rounds.
Yep.
So, as I said, it's a great feather in the cap of the Sunraysia Motorsports Club to get national, you know, championship status in just the second year of running the event. But I would suggest, speaking to the people that I work with at Motorsport Australia, they're very, very excited, and I would think that the Pooncarry Desert Dash will be on the Australian off-road racing calendar fixture for quite some time.
That's great news for the area, Troy. It really is. You know, once again, something pretty special is about to happen in Sunraysia, and I think it's something a lot of motorsport fans here in Mildura take for granted a lot, but then again, they don't too, so it's always a good thing.
Well, as you said, you know, we've just come off an amazing weekend of power sports. You know, the show and shine, the speedway, the ski boat races, the motocross. You know, it's an amazing area for motorsport. And, yeah, I don't know, maybe we do take it for granted, but we're very, very lucky in this part of the world.
That brings me to the other cap you wear, the Sunraysia Safari Rally, the local legends and Sunraysia Safari Rally, probably in the big scheme of things, Troy, isn't that far away?
No, September 7 is looming large on my calendar on the wall, I can tell you. But, yes, you know, we've obviously been knocked around a bit by cancellations last 2 years because of the COVID restrictions and border access and those sorts of things. But we're up and about, and we're right into it again this year. Entries have already opened, and they're coming in quite nicely. And we're trying a few new things to get some older competitors out. We've sort of included some classes for some classic safari vehicles from the good old days. So they can race, you know, in their own class without sort of having to go up against the heavy hitters of today. And we're also doing some things with motorbikes. We've got classic classes for motorbikes. We've got regularity classes so that people that have cars that might not be fully sort of rally ready, if you like, can participate in a controlled environment. And we're just, I'll give you the quiet tip, we're actually just working through some new classes for quad bikes. Obviously, sure. There's been a bit of a kerfuffle with Fink and not running quads, and we're more than happy to throw the doors open. We've had quads in the past, and we're just going to create a few more classes so those guys can come and have a run and be competitive as well. So there's a lot going on, and, there's a few hats on the head at the moment, I can tell you.
Do you look back at the last, I think it was last year, you hung in right to the death knell. Do you look back now and have a bit of a giggle to yourself?
Oh, look. My bank balance doesn't really laugh at me, but the reality is, look, you know, we did our very best with the support of the local community, the property owners, of course, who we couldn't run the event without, our sponsors. You know, everyone was desperately sort of hoping that we might just get border closures open and restrictions eased, but it just wasn't to be. So, you know, you can lie down and sort of admit defeat, or you can be a bit sort of stubborn and stupid like me and just keep punching on. So, you know, we're rapping about it, as I said, and we're hoping that we'll be able to utilise much of what we've prepared for the last 2 years. I'm sort of saying to the guys, you know, it'll be three times lucky. This course has had 3 years worth of preparation and checking, so it should be the best we've ever set.
Oh, I think the Sunraysia Safari Rally may, I've just got this feeling, Troy, it's going to be the biggest one you've ran. It was building nicely before COVID, and I think it'll just take up from where it left off, basically.
Yeah, that's our hope. Yeah, as you say, we had a really nice momentum going in 2019, and we were just starting to sort of, you know, crack the market, as it were, and really get some interest internationally and, you know, from all over Australia. And then, yes, the old COVID just knocked us back a little bit. But, yeah, we'll just hopefully pick up from where we left off, and 2022 will be the biggest and the best. As we always say, we always try to make it bigger and better than the previous one. So I'm very confident. You know, it's still a bit of time away, but we've also got some, you know, incentives to try and get rookie competitors in. There's some sponsors who are coming on board to help, you know, first-time competitors. So to make the jump, particularly for motorbike guys, they find it a little bit confronting sometimes getting their head around navigation coming from enduros. But it's actually, you know, very, very easy to make that transition. And there's lots of competitors, which is what I actually love about the cross-country rallying. The competitors are there helping each other as much as competing against each other. And that's a really unique part of our sport, which, you know, I'm hoping that we can hold on to.
Now, I know the difference. I don't know whether a lot of the listeners this afternoon would know the difference. Australian Off-Road Racing Championship compared to the Sunraysia Safari Rally. Obviously, one is around a designated track. The other one is a navigational event.
Yeah, so the Off-Road Racing Championship is conducted on a set-out course, if you like, where they do laps of the same course. The vehicles don't have to be road registered. It's entirely run, you know, on a closed track. It's sort of the equivalent of running, you know, at a Bathurst or a Sandown or a Tailem Bend, but, you know, that circuit just happens to be 92 kilometres of dirt. Whereas the Sunrise Safari Rally is a rally which is run on the closed stages, or, you know, the competition is on private property, so that's all controlled and access sort of limited. But the difference is that our competitors actually travel on the public roads, you know, at public road speed, abiding by the road rules in between those stages. So that's sort of the main difference, really. So our vehicles either have to have a, you know, registration or an unregistered permit for the specific purpose of the rally. And so it's a little bit more of an endurance event in terms of you don't just do the race and then pull up at a pit area. You know, you have to actually complete the competitive stages, then get back to Wentworth each night and get your servicing done and that sort of thing. So, again, so I suppose for people who may know the Dakar Rally, it's very similar in concept to the Dakar Rally, only a lot cheaper and, you know, running the best country in the world. So, you know, what can you say?
Exactly right, Troy. Now, you've got a very busy 2022 ahead of you.
I do. My calendar, as I said, I'm sort of taking bookings for October at the moment in terms of work because, yeah, no, the May is completely consumed with the Pooncarry Desert Dash, which is fantastic. And, you know, again, really, really looking forward to that, getting my teeth stuck into that. And then, yeah, sort of we go straight from the Desert Dash to, you know, preparing the course and finalising it and getting it all approved for the Sunrise Safari. So, yes, it's a busy time, but, you know, having sat around for 2 years, you know, I much prefer this option than the other one.
Absolutely, Troy. We'll just go back over that Pooncarry Desert Dash. What are those dates again?
So it's the Show and Shine, the Kumiala Club Show and Shine, is Friday, May the 6th in the afternoon.
Yep.
And there'll be more information if you follow the Sunraysia Motorsports Club Facebook page. They're very, very switched on and up to date. There's also a lot of information on the Motorsport Australia website. They're really supporting the event and giving it a really big national sort of flavour.
Yep.
So then the prologue and the first lap of the course proper is on the Saturday, May 7th, and the final three laps and the presentation function are on Sunday, May the 8th. Now, just a quick shout-out, too. If anyone's interested in getting up close and personal, we're still in the need for a few spectator marshals and some other sort of general officials. You don't need too much experience. We can talk you through everything you need to do. But if you, if you're interested in getting involved and getting up close and personal and seeing the best parts of the action, please contact the Sunraysia Motorsports Club via the Facebook page.
Yep.
We'll get you a spot.
Oh, and if you only have to be half interested in motorsport, if to volunteer at a level like that, you're going to have a great look at a fantastic national event.
Oh, it'd be brilliant weekend. And as you say, yeah, it's a national event. It is literally the best of the best in Australia. And they're all coming to Pooncarry.
Yeah, Troy, I'm almost out of time. We will touch base not before May 7, 6 and 7, but we'll touch base again after that as we head into the Sunrise Safari Rally. And I reckon your entries are going to grow by the week coming into that.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, as I said, you'll find me. I'll be up here somewhere out in the middle of the bush somewhere looking at tracks. But, yes, we're getting very excited about all of the motorsport action that's coming our way, you know, in the next couple of months.
Troy, take care. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on the show. It's been great to touch base again, and I'm sure we will chat again in the quite near future.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thanks, Damien.